I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 8th, 2020. Mozilla has temporarily suspended its browser-based file sharing service. Firefox Send allowed anybody to securely and privately exchange files of up to a gigabyte in size, with the limit being lifted to 2.5 gigabytes for registered Firefox account holders. Security researchers had been pointing out to Mozilla for some time that the system was being used by hacking groups to pass malware among themselves. But the browser manufacturer apparently chose to ignore these warnings until approached by a reporter from ZDNet. Mozilla has now suspended the service and is promising to make changes before bringing a revised version back online. Although full details are currently unclear, the organization has said that the updated offering will only be available to registered Firefox account holders, and that it is planning to add a straightforward way for users to report abuse of the service in the future. SUSE is acquiring Rancher Labs in a deal rumored to be worth $600 to $700 million. Reports suggest that the two companies initially entered into takeover discussions this spring, with interest from other parties driving up the price that SUSE will pay for the enterprise-focused Kubernetes management organization. The deal is scheduled to close before the end of October, and both companies have issued positive statements about the acquisition and sought to assure users of their ongoing commitment to the open-source community. Google has announced a new organization dedicated to helping open-source projects manage their trademark and related intellectual property. The Open Usage Commons aims to provide a vendor-neutral and independent home for the management and licensing of project trademarks. Google kickstarted the initiative today with some initial funding and by donating its own Angular, Garrett, and Istio trademarks to the organization. Canonical and Google have jointly announced the availability of Flutter on Linux. The Flutter framework is designed to make it easy for developers to create cross-platform applications. And while primarily used for mobile and web development so far, Google is keen for it to gain traction on the desktop as well. Today's announcement sees a native alpha release of the platform become available through Canonical's Snap Store, and the company has committed to further cooperation with Google to help in its adoption. Work has gone into the framework to better equip it for desktop development, and it now supports UI elements, such as menu bars and resizable windows, so it can be used to create fully native applications that don't look at all out of place. Developers will also be able to deploy their applications through Canonical Snap Store, and a handful have already been built to demonstrate the framework's capabilities. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/175. We'll be back on Friday, but we will be off the week of the 13th, returning on the 20th.